Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Bill Ryder with you. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm always fascinated by the origins of things, origin stories. To D-Cell's great frustration, some expressions are stupid, and we have to look at where they came from. Who first came up with peanut butter and chocolate, right? How did that happen? They're both amazing, but I never would have thought to put them together, and they're incredible. And this happened to me the other day with Will Brinson, who's an amazingly talented NFL writer, podcaster, does a, think about this, a daily NFL podcast that is excellent on Twitter, Will Brinson. And I agreed to be on Nick Costo's show, You Better You Bet, on BetQL, Odyssey Great Gambling Insider. And his co-host that day was Will Brinson. I love Nick. I love Will. They're both amazing, right? Just like peanut butter and chocolate. But you put them together, it was pure magic. Will, that was... Dude, that was fun. How many cappuccinos did you need to just keep up with Nick, though? Because even for me, I'm an energetic guy. I think he outpaces me by a magnitude of three or four.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's actually kind of nice because, you know, usually, Bill, with you know, I mean, I got to host you know my podcast like 5 days a week from now until the end of time and eternity. And you get on there, with Nick, and you know I don't have to worry about doing, you know, any of the hosting duties. He's going to carry everything, and I can kind of, you know, I mean, I'm not like check out or anything, but like you know, he's going to go rapid fire for, you know, several minutes at a time, and I can sort of you know take a breather, you know, relax, think about process some stuff. One time he did catch me checking Instagram. I was like, "What are you doing, bro?" But the
he did.
By and large, yeah. Yeah. He's like, you're not listening to me. He's like, I was like, yeah, sorry. I just like started getting new alerts on Instagram and it threw me off. Like, I'm not like a, I don't usually check Instagram frequently. And I think that was causing me not to be ready to, anyway, yada, yada, yada. Yes. It is impossible to keep up with Nick because he operates at such a rapid pace.
Funny side story. Hope you don't mind me sharing this, Mr. Brinson. We'll find out. I once called Will Brinson and because I like to call Will for advice. And I said, hey man, what's, professionally, I'm asking, what's a daily podcast? Is it awesome? And I believe you made a guttural animal sound in response.
Ugh.
Yeah. The problem is it's too good. Like, if you would just, it's really good. If you wouldn't be as good at it, maybe they'd let you take some time off.
Well, you know, the issue is like, once you go daily, you can't go back. And it's not that bad during the season. I mean, you know, you're sort of responding to, Mondays, Tuesdays, Friday show, are kind of built into the, you know, you're just responding and then you kind of fill in the rest and you make some picks before the weekend. It's the late May and the June and July shows when you're like, okay, like we're going to do a news and notes show to catch up on what we've missed. And you start looking at the headlines and it's like, are we going to really talk about Sam Darnold claiming he could be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL? Or like Zach Wilson beefing up, best shape of his life. Like, who isn't in the best shape of their life? Well, I mean, I'm not, but like, you know, the NFL players, who isn't in the best shape of their life at this point in time in the year?
I'm so glad you went there because my producer today pitched pretty aggressively for like the fifth day in a row some random NFL player saying like some cliched, like, I like football. We got to lead with this. And today it was Sam Darnold thinks he's the best quarterback, and I listened to it, and you know, tell me if I'm wrong, Will, because I don't do an NFL daily show. I can talk about whatever the hell I want to, right? The NBA playoffs are going on, and I do that for a living on this, you know, my other job. Who cares about Sam Darnold spewing the garbage he has to spew, right?
Yeah, I don't care at all. I mean, and look, like, not, I mean, good for Sam Darnold, you got to do that, you know? Brady Quinn's talked about this. Like, I remember, the one I always think about is D. Milner, the former Jets first-round pick who busted out of the league in very quick fashion. you know, came out and said, like, after his first year, which was a disaster, he's like, I'm the best cornerback in football. It's like, well, I mean, just objectively, you're not, Dean. Like, you have to realize that. Like everyone knows you are not the best cornerback in football. Like, Richard Sherman is still playing at a high level. Like, I mean, you know, there's, like Jalen Ramsey is here as well. I don't even remember if Ramsey was even there. But the point being is, like, there's no one on the planet outside of D. Milner who would do a ranking of cornerbacks and rank D. Milner as the number one cornerback. But as Brady Quinn always points out, like, you have to be a professional athlete, you have to be sick and twisted enough in your head, or capable, or sick enough that you can twist your head into a manner that you believe you can be the best. Like, Sam Darnold can't be a professional athlete and while also thinking, I think I could be the 50th best quarterback in the NFL right now. You know, like, that's not, you can't play that position without the confidence required to do something I mean, of course, Sam Darnold's, you know, not one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL, but, you know, he has a pedigree. He can't give up on himself. Otherwise, you know, it's over. So I think that's where, like, of course, these are stupid statements to say, but that, like, what else is he going to say? Like, I think I can be the third or fourth best quarterback on the Panthers this year. You know, like what, he can't, you know? So I think that's where we get in this dangerous, like, not dangerous, but, like, frivolous line of off-season trope material, you know, like this is all we've got because there's nothing else going on, and yet, you know, we should pay some attention to it because he's saying it, but we also shouldn't because it's just what he has to say in the offseason.
And it gets harder on this show because, you know, there's no NBA playoffs going on, there's no Major League Baseball, there's no soccer, right? So there's really just a dearth of things to talk about as I take a shot at my producer with Will Brinson here on the show. Ms. Will, I've been pretty mean to producers today, but accurate! All right, speaking of mean, or being mean, or at least being edgy, some competing reports out there about what is the status of the NFL owner's perspective and maybe actions on Daniel Snyder and whether he could or couldn't be voted out of the NFL. Let's just start here. Your best guess, because when you're dealing with ownership issues, it's really hard from a sourcing perspective to penetrate. If you have an owner or a couple owners, in my experience in the NBA, that you have some insight into, that is years worth. That is hard to do. Do you buy the idea? Do you think there's a realistic scenario where Daniel Snyder in the next 2 or 3 years, let's say, could be voted out of his ownership situation with the Commanders?
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, like with the ownership stuff too, I think with the NFL, sometimes it's not even, you know, it's coming from somebody who's, quote, you know, right below 100%. The owner. Like, you know, 100%. You know, I mean, yeah, if you have a direct ownership source, you hope that rich guy lives to be 105, because that's good intel. As far as the Snyder stuff goes, like, to me, it's very telling how this is all sort of unfolded, right? When the Washington football team or the Washington Commandos or Commodores or whatever you want to call them was dealing with this, you know, these multiple workplace investigation lawsuit situations, and there's this report and they're burying the emails except for the ones from John Gruden to Bruce Allen. It's like, you know, at no point was Daniel Snyder in, like, you know, was there concern that he might be forced to sell the team, right? And you sure he had to step away from day-to-day operations, but I mean, it's just basically like a, you know, a puppet-style regime. Like, his wife was running it, but to act like he's not there, involved, or, you know, and passing along decisions is just outlandish. However, then a report comes out that the Washington football team, Commandos, Commodores, whatever you want to call them, basically cheated a bunch of other NFL owners out of money via, you know, fraudulent ticket pricing and whatever they did, like false reporting of the you know, the gate money, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden it's like immediately there's a Dan Snyder might be forced to sell a team, because the reality is, Bill, and it's an unfortunate reality, but we live in a lot of, you know, there's a lot of unfortunate reality that we're dealing with these days. The unfortunate reality is when you mess with an NFL owner's money, that is when you have crossed the line, right? It's not the workplace issues, you know what I mean? Sure, the Jerry Richardson thing, they forced him to sell because they didn't, you know, they wanted to get him out of there before the full investigation came to light. And with Dan Snyder, you know, it was like the full investigation came and went. You know, it was sort of buried by the NFL, it appears, and it's going to remain that way, apparently. But once that money gets taken, like once the owners think you're messing with their money, then it changes everything. And so I don't think it's that crazy an idea that he would have to sell. Certainly there's been conflicting reports, but some of those conflicting reports might be coming from Washington, where they're trying to, you know, push back against the narrative that's kind of getting drummed up. It's just if the other owners find out that Dan Snyder has messed with their money and has taken money from them in a business partnership like this that the NFL operates in, it wouldn't shock me at all.
Talking to Will Brinson here on the show, Pick Six Podcast, a daily NFL podcast that Brinson does over at CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ, at Will Brinson. Another stunning, stellar pitch topic to me. Tua is good enough to lead this Dolphins team, according to Tyreek Hill. Is this because Tyreek Hill has seen the light, or just this is what you say when you're asked about your quarterback?
Yeah, I think he's seen the light of his gigantic contract and his new team. I mean, you know, like the big shining, whatever it was, 140. I can't remember what his contract was at this point, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Look, that's sort of another off-season trophy type of thing where, you know, you have this new star player gets traded or signs with another team. You know, going. I mean, look, he's going from Patrick Mahomes to Tua Tagovailoa. Like, to suggest that, you know, Tua is one of the great throwers in the league is pretty wild. Although, and also. How about this? Here's where we can probably effectively say that Tyreek Hill is full of it. He's going from a right-handed quarterback to a left-handed quarterback. There's no way in hell that he goes from a right-handed quarterback like Patrick Mahomes to a left-handed quarterback like Tua Tagovailoa. And it's like, man, that's just the prettiest ball I've ever seen. It looks completely different. It's literally spinning the opposite way. Like, the left-handed quarterback is going to, just like left-handed punters, like, the ball is going to look completely different to Tyreek Hill. So unless he played for a left-handed quarterback, did I miss? I mean, it's entirely possible, I suppose. But unless he's, like, been used to playing with left-handed quarterbacks and has had to suffer through Patrick Mahomes' right-handed passing for the last few years, I tend to think that it's more likely that Tyreek Hill is just propping up his young quarterback because maybe even the coaching staff has told him to do that, or it's just the obvious thing to do when you get asked about him. You don't come in and, you know, get traded to Miami. They give up all these picks. They, you know, they pay you this huge contract. You're like, well, I mean, the kid's learning. You know, he's getting there. You know, he's accurate, but he's only in short yardage. Can't really move the ball down the field. Doesn't have a lot of velocity on his throws. He's an average starter in the league, but I'm happy to be here with him. You know, like, you can't do that. So I tend to think it's mostly Tyreek Hill providing some off-season fluff.
Will Brinson on the show. Will, the Dolphins are really interesting. I mean, there's a lot of fascinating, compelling, must-watch teams and storylines this year, and I think the Dolphins are certainly one of them. What do you think the likely win projection is for this squad, given the moves they've made and the talent they have and the speed they obviously have at the receiver position and the reality last year of how close they were to being, a pretty good football team?
Yeah, so we actually did on the pod AFC East win totals. It might even be today's show. Like, it came out this morning. At this point, I can't remember. They all kind of blur together. And we do, like, we're live on YouTube at sometime around 1 every day, too, and then the audio pod comes out the next day. So it all blurs together. But we talked about this in the last couple of days, and you can probably find it on the Pick Six Podcast YouTube feed or, you know, Spotify, Apple Pods, wherever you get your feed. I think that we were looking at the Dolphins, and it was me and Ryan Wilson. That's right, because Wilson had him going. He's like, they're going to go 7-10. I was like, wow, that's an outrageous take, given like what they've done this offseason. But you sort of look at it, and there's two stretches. And maybe I hope I'm not, you know, mixing up my teams here, but I think there's like two stretches where you're like, man, this team could really start slow, and then this is just a brutal stretch to close with. You know, the AFC East is going to be tough. I think one of the Patriots or the Dolphins is going to be a fringe playoff team / wild card contender / you know, maybe get in at like 10-7 or 9-8. And then the other one is going to be, oh, now we've got a bunch of questions this offseason because they went either 8-9 or 7-10. And, you know, the reality of that is that, you know, the difference between 7-10 and 10-7 is probably like three bounces of the football over the course of the season that, you know, just don't go your way, or like a field goal off an upright, an interception that's like a tip drill situation, right? Like, just the difference in those three games is not, oh, this team is trash and this team is a contender. It's really more like luck, but, you know, sometimes, you know, it's just how the ball bounces, literally. And so I think that's going to be fascinating to see for Miami. You know, can they, with this new coaching staff, get Tua going? I mean, you look at the roster, and there's a ton to like defensively and offensively. I mean, if Tua is – it's really like a Tua's last stand, which is kind of unfair for him given it's his third year. But, like, if he doesn't go out there and play well, given all the things they've done this offseason, you know, you get Teron Armstead at left tackle. You bring in Tyreek Hill, Smeja, this Tyreek and Jalen Waddle running short yardage crossers for Tua just to dump it in their hands and pick up yak foul thing. You bring in Chase Edmonds and Raheem Mostert. You see the offensive line is better. Mike McDaniel has his guys, and both in the pass game and the run game. Like, if Tua doesn't thrive this season and the Dolphins don't, you know, have an above 500 record, I think not that there's going to be major changes in the, you know, the coaching or the GM situation, but certainly it feels like, you know, that would be maybe the last shot for Tua in Miami.
All right, Will Brinson, I have a thought question for you, thought experiment, 60-second answer, because D-Cell gets really frustrated when I go long. Who has a better career from here, Trevor Lawrence or Kyler Murray?
Oh, that's a good question. I like that one. I would take Trevor Lawrence, not because I don't think Kyler Murray can have a great career. I just think that Trevor Lawrence is where Trevor Lawrence's 2021 season, has like really soured people on him to a degree that is like far. It's gone too far, in my opinion. Like, I think it's a great buy low time on Trevor Lawrence. We're still talking about an elite athlete, a guy with an incredible pedigree. He would have been a number one overall pick after his first year in college. And, you know, he had one bad year with Urban Meyer, but he still made some really good throws under pressure, under duress, in a terrible offense. And now he gets a good quarterback, you know, friendly head coach in Doug Peterson. I'll take Trevor Lawrence.
Will Brinson, at Will Brinson on Twitter, the Pick Six podcast, my friend, talented dude, poker aficionado, Mr. Brinson. Dude, thanks for jumping on, buddy. As always, a lot of fun talking some football with you.
Anytime, Bill. See you, buddy.
See you, Bill. Will Brinson on the show. D-Cell is the executive producer of the show. D-Cell, interesting to hear, he doesn't even want to talk about these topics on his daily NFL podcast.
The Pick Six podcast, which I am a fan of. I have a feeling, just an intuition here, I don't think he's going to be talking about Sam Darnold today.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, not to air our dirty laundry.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
It's nice to be nice. It's just nice to get some affirmation.
Yeah, and I'll just tease ahead here a little bit. I don't know if Will would be the biggest fan of buy or sell next. We have some NFL news / headlines. I put headlines in quotes.
That's what buy or sell is for. It's for stuff that's not quite a segment. All right, you know what? Buy or sell. The beautiful, thoughtful, elegant dumping ground for things D-Cell wants to talk about that I don't want to do a whole segment on. It's magic. D-Cell pushes back against the man next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Yeah, that means when the end season Hard Knocks comes out, you're just wait for November. Maybe Kyler Murray's misunderstood. You know? Maybe his social awkwardness is a deep reservoir of sadness and understanding and empathy, and he's going to channel. Here's $100 on Arizona winning their next five games. What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I got to get in the zone with my ability to pronunciate. All right, it's time. All the topics, D-Cell, wishes, we started the show with day after day. It's buy or sell.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, buy or sell would be funny if one day, without telling me, you played that and the guy was like, all the issues in sports that Bill refuses to talk about because he's not as smart as D-Cell?
Buyers.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Maybe we do need some new imaging. All right, let's get right into it. The Will Brinson edition of Buy or Sell on this Wednesday. Yesterday, we heard from 49ers tight end George Kittle on the starting quarterback situation in San Francisco. Now let's hear from head coach Kyle Shanahan and what he has to say about Jimmy Garoppolo's future with the team.
Nothing's changed since his surgery. You know, we were where we were at before that, and then he got the surgery, so everything went on hold. I expect him at some time, most likely to be traded, but who knows? That's not a guarantee, and it's been exactly on hold when that happened, and when he's healthy, we'll see what happens.
Expects him to be traded at some point, we'll see. Buy or sell Jimmy G ever playing again for the 49ers?
I mean, in order for me to sell that, I've got to have a team that I think will trade for him now. And I'm not, I could be wrong, crazier things have happened. You don't like squirrels, so you're just probably going to see that coming. But I don't think the Seahawks are going to be an actual option because of that division, that rivalry. Where else would he go, Tom? Like before game one of the season?
There is no clear-cut answer to that one. Plus, I mean, the guy is coming, as Coach Shanahan just said in that sound, he's coming off surgery. He's not healthy right now.
Wait, what was the question? Will he ever play again? Bye. It feels a lot more realistic that someone would get hurt, like with Baker Mayfield, and then there'd be a market. But also, any team that wants Jimmy G might also be interested in Baker Mayfield.
100%. All right, let's stick with quarterbacks here. Yesterday, when Titans quarterback Ryan Tannehill met the media, he wanted to clarify his comments on it not being his job to mentor rookie Malik Willis and what kind of teammate he would be to Willis.
We've been in constant communication since he was drafted, you know, through the madness that ensued after my last press conference. Really just kind of disappointed in how things got spun and twisted a little bit. You know, I pride myself on being a great teammate. I have my whole career. We were communicating the whole time. You know, as soon as it blew up, I reached out to him and, you know, said, hey, I'm going to be a great teammate to you. I'm going to support you. And, you know, they're making this out to something that it's not to be. You know, it's not what it's been made out to be at all. And he's been good. And he was great with it throughout the whole time. You know, as soon as I reached out to him, he's like, yeah, I can't believe that it's blown into this. So things that were great with us from the beginning and, you know, have continued to be great.
Buy or sell Ryan Tannehill changing his tune.
I mean, buy, sure. It's the same lip service, reality, shouldn't have been so candid. I get it. He's saying the right things. He's trying to take on a mantle of leadership. It's a whole bunch of PR spin, but cool.
All right, our buddy Mr. Brinson teased this question for me last segment, so
yeah,
let's jump right into it.
You grimaced through half of his excellent interview himself.
He brought up Sam Darnold, which I really tried to sell you on aggressively this morning, and you weren't having it. And then he brought up this question that I haven't buy or sell. Last season, Jets quarterback Zach Wilson finished his rookie season at 208 pounds, but this week reported to OTAs at 221 pounds. A designed weight gain, adding a bunch of muscle this offseason. Buy or sell that the added weight for Zach Wilson is a good thing.
Sell that I care.
Sell.
This went as I thought it would.
I don't know, man. Sell. I don't think anything is a good thing for Jets quarterbacks.
Sell.
Let me ask you a question. I have been sick for 3 weeks. I don't have COVID, but I had a fever, had a sinus infection. I've been to the doctor a couple times. Went back Monday. She's like, you're fine. You're getting better. I'm getting better. You probably hear I'm getting better. I've lost a good amount of weight being sick. Having anything to drink. I'm sure that helps. And just been just sickly. Buy or sell, losing a lot of weight while being pretty sick is a positive.
Buy.
Really? All
right. Yeah. I mean, with the context of, look, you're not sick enough. You're not in the hospital. It's not something that we're overly concerned about. You're getting over it. You're on the mend. But you lost some weight in the, you know, in the process? Sure, why not? That's a good thing.
Buy or sell, you're even comfortable taking a guess at this movie reference. I'm one flu away, it's one stomach bug away from my goal weight.
Sell.
The Devil Wears Prada.
I would have never gotten that.
All right.
All right, we have more NFL to get to. I don't know what Will Brinson was talking about. There's so many juicy headlines today.
Can't wait.
NFL owners are discussing the future of the Pro Bowl at this week's league meetings. Commissioner Roger Goodell confirmed that getting rid of the traditional tackle game is on the table.
Oh, wow. Glad we hit this.
Buy or sell NFL fans care about the Pro Bowl.
Not even in the last 15 seconds. Sell.
Sell.
Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl.
But what was it always that way?
I don't know.
I think it's evolved to be that. I don't know that it was always that way, though.
Did you always hate squirrels? Don't know. Don't care.
Ooh, that's interesting. I don't think I always hated squirrels. I'm not really sure where it came from, where I kind of feel a little iffy about them.
All I know is the Pro Bowl and your discomfort with squirrels is dumb.
Okay. You're tying everything in here, but just wait. I have another NFL story for you.
Oh, good.
As the Pittsburgh Steelers enter the post-Big Ben Roethlisberger era, the team is expected to announce Omar Khan as their next general manager as Kevin Colbert is stepping down after 22 years. Khan has been with the Steelers since 2001, most recently serving as VP of Football and Business Administration. Buy or sell the Steelers hiring their new general manager from within the organization.
Let me ask you a question. What would it require me to think or say? What am I missing that would allow me to sell this? What is the sell scenario?
Well, if you think that they should go outside the organization, if there's some candidate out there that you thought would be a home run.
I understand the meaning of the question. I know what it means, but like,
I'll spin it to you this way.
Okay.
When an NFL team has an opening at GM, should they always look within first?
No, sell. But the reason
sell
this is a buy is because the Steelers
buy
have a culture of consistency within that organization. I mean, they let Todd Haley coach for a lot longer than he should have. Todd Haley was the squirrel of that organization. Scary.
So it's unique to the Steelers a little bit that they should look within.
There are squirrels everywhere. Did you not grow up around squirrels?
Oh, no, I absolutely did. I didn't want a pet squirrel. I didn't want to, you know, be friends with a squirrel.
I don't want a pet crow, but they don't scare me when they fly overhead.
I mean, how close have you gotten to one, though?
Pretty close. Crows are smart, by the way. The human being, if you throw a rock at a crow, it will remember you and be angry at you. They're very smart and communal.
I have nothing against crows.
I mean, crows would make a lot more sense if you had something against crows than against squirrels.
Where's the logic in that?
Well, crows are, in many disciplines, considered to be connectors to the zone of the dead. Cross over. Haven't you read The Dark Half by Stephen King?
I have not read that, but I know the reference to crows and death, yes.
How many Stephen King books have you read? Buy or sell, you've read at least one.
Sell.
Okay. Got it.
You knew the answer to that before you asked the question.
If he wrote a children's book about squirrels for his kids, would that scare you more than an actual Stephen King book?
Yes, I would not read that book to my son. No way.
And they got fluffy little tails, right? They sit up on their hind legs and they eat nuts and they eat fruit and they're just, hey, I'm a squirrel.
Yeah,
they don't come near human beings. They're afraid of us.
Yes, unless they feel intimidated by you, then they will approach you.
What is more likely? That in the next 10 years you will feed a squirrel, or the next 10 years Ryan Hickey will screen a phone call on his job?
Oh, no. You keep bringing me back into this. I will feed a squirrel is more likely.
I'll buy that.
Bye.
Poor Trace. I did not know we were doing this, Trace, I swear. All right, let's get to some NBA here. While Nikola Jokic took home his second consecutive MVP award this season, he and Giannis were both named to the All-NBA first team, while Joel Embiid was named to the second team. Buy or sell Jokic and Giannis both being named to the All-NBA first team.
Look, I know it's squirrely, but I'm going to buy it.
Buy.
Did that for you. This was actually a really excruciating part of the ballot this year. I put Embiid on my second team, even though I voted for him third in the MVP voting. The NBA allows you, if you want to put Joel Embiid at forward instead of center. But he played exactly zero games at that position this year. And this is where I came down the logic that I came up with, and it took me a little while to kind of figure out how I wanted to do this. But I'll give you a little. Do you want a little history lesson? Do you like history?
Yes, I do. Please, go for it.
I'm going to read it to you exactly. Bill Russell, top five player of all time for me, was a second All-NBA player seven times at the center position to Wilt. Wilt was three times a second-team All-NBA player. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who I think is the third best player of all time behind LeBron and Jordan, but you can make a case for number one. One time was an All-NBA second-team player in his prime. So in the history of the NBA, this has been a thing. And with all respect to Embiid and to Jokic, frankly, he ain't yet. None of those guys are Russell or Wilt or Kareem yet. So if those guys in the history of the sport could operate under this standard where positionally it was the way that it was, so can Joel Embiid.
I'm not saying this is right, but do you feel like we're headed towards just vote for the five best players regardless of position?
I hope not. I mean, it's an interesting... I hope not. It would make the voting easier, but I think the history of the sport is such that we have voted this way for a long time. Now, I could maybe see front court, back court. I prefer that to positionless. And in that case, I would have voted for Embiid over whatever. I can't even remember what forward I put on there. Right, DeRozan or whoever it was.
All right, let's finish up with some baseball here. Last question. Last night, the Giants outfielder Jock Peterson homered three times and drove in eight runs in San Francisco's walk-off bottom of the ninth win against the Mets. The Giants are off to a 23-19 start this season after winning the NL West with 107 wins last season. Buy or sell the Giants being an elite team again this year.
I'll buy it.
Buy.
Huge Gabe Kapler fan. He's not their GM. They're president of baseball operations, I think. Farhan Zaidi, former GM of the Dodgers, really smart. Obviously saw in Peterson something from his time with the Dodgers. It's too early to write off any team, and so I will look back to last year's success and say elite. Are they going to win 107 games? No. Are they a really good baseball team? Yes. Where are we at getting Gabe on the show? How's that going?
One of your favorite radio terms, we are efforting.
Efforting. Are the Giants difficult to deal with in that respect?
No, they always respond, always very polite, but, you know, Gabe's a busy man.
I know he is. I understand. Gabe has never done a radio hit with me. He's a great guy, but when he's in baseball mode, he's in baseball mode. I get it, you know? I don't think he's afraid of doing it. I don't think he looks at this show and sees a squirrel. Tom.
I knew that was coming.
I just believe the guy is really busy. Now, maybe he called in once, but Trace was on the phone lines.
Ooh, that's very possible.
Yeah. I mean, that could be it. Right?
I feel like we have a bum of the week candidate. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I've got a little surprise for Bogus on that front, too. I can't wait for that. You know what it is, too. You right?
No, I'm not all right. I'm not.
It's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Is he in tomorrow?
Yeah, he is. All three of us are.
Good. Let's go. It's going to be the squirrel of segments. It's going to be scarier than I think. It's going to be cute and funny, but it's actually a terror. Let's preview tonight's Heat-Celtics game and talk more squirrels after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Erica Herskowitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. It's Writer Than You here on CBS Sports Radio. Talk sports today, of course. Talked as well about the shooting in Texas. Another school shooting. 19 kids who have been killed. 2 adults. And Tom just told me that they are beginning to circulate photos of the victims, which, Tom, I know you've looked at, and you said they're babies, my son's age. It's just awful, man.
These kids are so innocent that you could just see the innocence on their face. I mean, it's tragic. There's no other way to say it. It's absolutely tragic, and I'm beginning to feel sick just looking at these images of these kids.
It's awful. It is awful, and we talked a lot about it at the start of the show. I did, 20 minutes? We did 20 minutes on it, probably. We're not ignoring it. We know it's happening. We're also, for those of you that want us not to talk about it, we're not ignoring it. It's happening. It's happened. We've talked about it. You can always get, of course, the podcast version of the show. Normally, that's sports and joking around. and talking about what's going on out there. But if that content is of interest to you, you can, of course, listen back to earlier in the program, CBS Sports Radio on Twitter, Sports Writer is me, Sports my last name, the Odyssey app, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, you can find the podcast of the show. Talked at great length about it. And I know people get angry. I have friends who get angry at me for saying this, but as a person who is a believer, my personal worldview, my thoughts and prayers are with the family, and I'd like a lot more than that too. Like some action. And it's not trite. It's just controversial. We do decide these things. Like the laws that govern the country, we decide. And sometimes that decision is in our division and how that paralyzes. But if enough folks, enough people agree on anything, on any topic, including, you know, sensible gun laws in a compromise way, in any compromise way, I think would absolutely allow background checks for people who are 18 years old. That's a reality. And Steve Kerr discussed it at great length, and we'll leave it there. Or at least we'll leave it there for today. There is another game tonight, of course. Celtics playing the Heat. Game 5 in Miami. Series tied up at 2. The Celtics are favorites, which I find a little surprising. Me and Tyler Hero's probably not going to play. I just think it's an overreaction. I'm not going to bet on Miami because I've just said again and again and again and again, I've got a ticket, pretty big ticket for Miami to win the whole thing, so I'm hedging here and there. Really wish Boston was a pick'em or an underdog. It'd be a lot easier to just bet Boston and extract some money. On the money line, Boston's minus 130. So I'm probably going to bet that just to hedge my bet, but I like Miami as a bet, Tom. I know Miami could lose by a bunch. I just think we've overreacted, and I don't think Jimmy Butler's not scoring 6 points again. He's going to go off. Miami's going to be hyper-physical. Max Strus isn't going to forget how to shoot. He didn't score a point in the last game. We've seen at times Oladipo be able to contribute significantly. I like the Heat tonight, but I understand if you like Boston. I actually think Boston's going to win in 7. So my view is a little counterintuitive. I think Miami wins tonight, Boston wins at home, and then at Game 7, I think the Celtics best him. But no outcome would surprise me whatsoever. Do you have a strong inclination on what you think is going to happen?
I actually do. I love Miami tonight.
You do.
I don't know that it's going to be a blowout like we've seen in prior games in this series. I love Miami tonight, and you hit on it. Jimmy Butler is going to be so much better than he was in Game 4. He is not going to have back-to-back duds. It's not happening. And actually, something that caught my eye here, I'm just looking at it right now, the under-over, 204.
Yeah, low.
That is a low, low number. I know we've had some low-scoring games in this series.
Yeah.
But 204, that's kind of jumping out to me.
That's quite a total. Here's my interpretation of what Vegas sees. And this is, I think, where there's the one question mark about my view and your view, Tom. That number, Kyle Lowry's not going to play. Okay. Tells me Tyler Hero's probably not going to play. Okay. The only pause I have in my thought that Miami's going to win, I think they're going to win this game, because Vegas always knows more. They always know more. Is Jimmy Butler's knee. A little bit of pain, a little bit of discomfort, you know, some rehab or some surgery in the offseason like Zach LaVine just had. You know, a little bit. Okay, that's one thing. An actual impact on performance against a physical, difficult team like the Celtics, if that's what he has. We don't know the degree of the knee injury. On a team where there's not a lot of offense, that's where maybe Vegas has an eye. But I think it's Miami tonight, man. It could go either way, but they're not going to lose by 30. I also think it'll be the first close game that we have.
Which will be really refreshing and really enjoyable, because you think of a 2-2 series, you think, wow, I probably got 4 really good games. That has not been the case.
There haven't been any good games. I mean, I'll say this. Was it game 2 where the Heat got up huge and then, no, game 3 where the Heat got up big and it looked like they were to dominate and they were up by 20 for big stretches of the game? And then Boston came back kind of at the end? It was close?
Yes. Game 3, Miami, after the first quarter, was up 39-18.
So it was a good game at the end. But again, if you tuned in or you're watching the first half, you might have tuned out. There hasn't been a basketball game that has been compelling from start to finish in the Eastern Conference. And I'm not sure there's been a particularly compelling game in the Western Conference either.
Which is kind of bizarre because we have, I'll say, three elite teams. I'm not going to put Dallas in that category. You mentioned it earlier. Don't know that they are a Western Conference Finals caliber team. But Miami, Boston, and certainly Golden State, those are elite teams. You think we would have gotten some really good games.
Agree. A detailed transition. Speaking of elite, I have an elite question from listener Lori, my wife. Here's my first question. Have you seen Christmas Vacation?
Oh, multiple times, yes.
Good. Then this will work. This is me reading Lori's question. Does Tom enjoy movie scenes involving squirrels, like the Christmas Vacation squirrel scene?
Very funny scene. I had not thought of that, but yes, that is a classic scene from a classic movie.
But you would agree that the squirrel coming out of the tree is not the same thing as a snake on a plane or a tarantula or arachnophobia. It's more like ha-ha wild animal that's not dangerous than there's a lion that just crept into my tent.
I would totally agree with that, although it did ruin their Christmas tree, dunzo. Their living room, dunzo.
It's more like a wild dog, though, right? Like an out-of-control dog. It's, you know, maybe it'll scratch you or bite you, but it's not, you're not in fear of your life. And I don't know what it is about spiders. Spiders make me feel like they're 12 feet tall. I hate spiders.
I don't know that I have the same fear. I certainly don't like spiders.
Don't like spiders. Why, it's ironic that Spider-Man's my favorite superhero. Doesn't even make sense. Can you imagine they had a Squirrel Man and that was your favorite superhero? What would Squirrel Man do? Climb up trees and hide? Those things are harmless. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Will Brinson. Thank you to D-Cell. Oh, Bogus is back tomorrow. We got a surprise for him. Hope to see you there for that tomorrow on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.